So Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 15. This is about joy. Okay. You're going to be a hard crowd. The joy of Christmas. The shepherds received a message of joy. You can smile in church. It doesn't hurt, obviously. It takes less muscles to smile than frown. Verse 10 says, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you great news of joy," the angel said. But for many people, Christmas is a sad time. Psychiatrists say they're busier than ever during the Christmas period and New Year, at any other time of year. It's said that the psychiatric rooms in A&Es, if they have one, if they haven't put a patient in there because we're overcrowded or down a corridor, it's more busy for the mental health teams attached than at any other period. And perhaps this is because many people are reminded how empty they feel and how meaningless life seems without God, without hope in this world. Jesus came to the world to communicate and bring joy. No, all right then. To communicate love, to communicate peace, and to communicate that that's possible in the world of chaos we live in. Part of the joy of Christmas is receiving. I love receiving. Okay. Many people have never learned to receive graciously or humbly, to receive from others. There are many who cannot believe that God is a great giver. And perhaps this is due to their low self-esteem, feeling worthless. Oh, you shouldn't have. How many of you said that? Oh, you really shouldn't have. Have you ever received a gift from Alex? It really is, you shouldn't have. There's a lot of heckling going on today. You're getting far too used to me. Because you're such an easy target. Some are able to accept gifts from others without trying to repay. The gift of love at Christmas, it's a gift we can never repay. We can never, ever fully repay this gift. But it's given freely and graciously by the Lord. Oh, it's immense. I could talk for hours. Believe you me, I could talk for hours. But this is a gift of God's love to you. But some of us feel, well, maybe I've got to give back to him. The gift of love that Jesus came to your life was freely given with no expectation of you trying to pay it back. None at all. You receive the gift of joy this Christmas. Wow, it's overwhelming. This is what love is. This is what grace is. This is what the hope we have in Christ. Another of the greatest joys of Christmas is that we can actually give. God loves a cheerful giver. Okay. It's all right, I'm not talking about tithing. See, God loves us that he gave his only begotten son. His love, his gift to us is generous, gracious, and extravagant. Wow. To see gracious, undeserved giving is a shocking experience. We always think that somebody's after something if they give us something or are nice to us. What are you after? Isn't it true? Because we've so developed our lives, our culture is so developed on getting stuff that actually we don't need stuff. Many never enter into the joy of Christmas because they become like Scrooge. Anyone here like know a Scrooge? You call it thriftiness. They live only to get and only to gain. The angels sang about the great joy that would come to those who recognized and responded to what God was doing in the gift of the Christ child. This is the great gift. This is what Christmas is about. It isn't tinsel. Oh, there isn't any. Oh, tinsel. It's too expensive to put around the tree, was it? Okay. It isn't the baubles or the lights or children dressed up as angels. Ah. It's about Jesus. And we celebrate the coming of Jesus. And when we celebrate the birth of Jesus, and I know there are issues about, well, this is a Gregorian calendar, and, well, he could have been born at a different time of year. Have you ever tried doing carols in the summer? Yeah. It doesn't feel quite the same. But we are remembering, I don't care, the date to me is irrelevant. I am celebrating the birth of Jesus, the gift of Jesus, because it changed my life. It's not about a Christmas tree. We don't have a Christmas, well, we have one about that big. Because my wife loves economy as well. But
why we have a small Christmas.
Joy, the joy of Christmas, is the joy of knowing God is for us. Romans chapter 8, if I can find it. Romans 8 and verse 31 to 39. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It's God who justifies. Who is it that will condemn? Jesus Christ has died. More than that, has been raised to life and is at the right hand of God and is interceding for us. Who then shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution, famine or nakedness, danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. we are considered as sheep to be sheared, sorry, to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels or demons, nor the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither high or deep, nor anything else in all creation would be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God is for you. He has your best interest at heart. Life is difficult out there, isn't it? It's not easy. But we live in a performance-driven society. Success is judged based on performance, merit, attainment, what you've got. And rewards are bestowed upon recognition of your achievements. Some find it difficult to believe that God is a gracious and loving giver. A sense of guilt often comes with an attitude of self-condemnation, and we find ourselves unable to believe that God, the great God Almighty, who gave us the Ten Commandments and gave us the words through the Sermon on the Mount, is really for us. The Christmas message declares that God has been and always will be for you, because he loves you. This is about Christ's love. It's joyful. It excites me. Okay. I can get excited for everybody. The joy of Christmas is the joy of belonging to God's family. Look around. You are God's family. Okay. You are here loving and blessing one another in all our shapes and sizes. Some of us come in bigger packages. Christmas is a family-orientated affair. But for some, that can be painful. While others, it might seem joyous and pleasant. At Christmas, many feel deprived of the joy of families who've lost a loved one. Families that are broken and been torn apart. And they find they're in pain because of the separation and the distance. Many in our society feel alone and lonely. Do you know, being part of church, God says he sets you in families. The joy of belonging together is the joy of sharing that knowledge of who Jesus is and what he's done for you in your life. And you can share that. It's a time when we recognize and respond to the joy of being part of his family. We enter this family through spiritual birth. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, "Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to be children of God." We can stand in amazement before the joy of knowing that we are now children of God. 1 John 3 and verses 1 and 2 says, "Behold what manner of love this is, that God has declared to you to be children of God." How's that possible? Through Jesus. Our Messiah came in fulfillment of prophecy. Do you know how many prophecies were fulfilled just by him being born? He wasn't in control of that. Throughout his whole life, hundreds of them fulfilled every day. He fulfilled dozens. He could not determine his place of birth, his time of birth, his place of death. But God is the God. He's in charge of your time and your seasons, and he fulfilled every one. The joy of Christmas is knowing that God is for us. The joy of Christmas is knowing the joy of belonging to God's family. The joy of Christmas is the joy of experiencing liberation from fear. Do you know in the Bible, 365 times it says, "Fear not! Fear not!" Even the scripture we've read now in Luke chapter 2, "Don't be afraid, fear not." Wow. What would our lives be like if we didn't fear? I didn't think it was that bad. "Fear not," the angel said. It was normal for a normal response. You think those poor shepherds 2,000 years ago, minding their own business, keeping the sheep, suddenly, da-da! What would you be like if an angel appeared in your bedroom? Woo! "No, fear not," the angel said. He spoke the words, "For I bring you good news of great joy." We don't need to live under the tyranny of fear anymore. We can live a life full of hope and joy, love for our fellow man, peace on earth, goodwill to all men and women. We need not be afraid of our past. Through Jesus Christ, we've received forgiveness of our sins. 1 John 1, verse 9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness." We need not be afraid of our present, because the promise of his abiding presence means that here, in this present moment in time, we can live knowing, and as it says, Matthew 28:20, "And surely I am with you always." So we're not afraid of the past or the present or the future. We need not fear the future, for our Lord has promised that he goes to prepare a place for us. John chapter 14. He has your past in his hands and he has cleared the charges. He has your present in his hands. He's with you every moment of the day. He has your future in his hand because he's preparing a mansion for you. You think it took 7 days to create earth. It's 2,000 years of preparing heaven for us. Wow, what a place that must be. We can live our lives with the fullness of joy if we recognize that Jesus is the liberator from fear, past, present, and future. And finally, the joy of Christmas is the joy that comes to those who become givers. Now, we might think, well, I can't give very much. My money ain't going very far. There are things you can give. You cannot give what you don't have. Oh, that's interesting, Clive. Many fret and are unhappy because they're unable and have an inability to give things they'd like to give. I'd love to give Alex a Ferrari, but Alex the Maserati. But I just don't have the capacity to do that. So what do we have that we can give at this Christmas time? We can give the gift of faith to those who have not yet come to know Jesus Christ as their Saviour. We can share our testimony of what he has come to mean to us and encourage others to put their confidence in him. We can give the gift of helpfulness to those about us who carry heavy burdens. We can give the gift of encouragement to those who are depressed, losing heart in life. You can be an encouragement. You can. Can't you, Perry?
Yes.
You can give the gift of friendship. Your friendship is valuable to your neighbours who feel alone. You can give the gift of forgiveness to those who've mistreated you. Alex. Especially me. He needs to forgive me regularly each month. We can give the gift of acceptance and affirmation for those who feel uncertain and insecure. We can give the gift of kindness to those who are suffering physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And we can give the gift of gratitude to those who have been kind to us and ministered to us. To truly experience the joy of Christmas, we must recognize and respond to him who was born our Savior and King. He is the greatest joy bringer and the greatest joy giver. And he wants to use us in helping other people find this joy. Come and see the Messiah. The shepherds went round telling everybody, look, we saw angels singing. You've been on the source, mate. You imagine going down Cardiff Bay and saying, come and see what I've seen tonight. Angels were singing. They'd think we're off our heads. But they had great joy and confidence in who they had seen and experienced for themselves. You have that confidence. Jesus has made a difference in your life. Your testimony can make a difference to others. It's deeper, richer, and finer than happiness. Happiness is something that happens. Joy is in the heart. When good men receive him still, Jesus, it brings you joy. May this Christmas time be joyful for you. May it give you hope for the future and freedom from fear. Because we can celebrate the birth of the King. Amen.